I get calls from my father to tell me that the New York Times is calling, but my old partner, Eric, who literally has done me harm for I don't know how long, is the one taking the calls because my father will not stop sending the calls to Eric. I have another New York Times reporter calling about my representation of the, literally, Dr. Patrick Ko, the fucking spy chief of China, who started the company that my partner, who was worth $323 billion, founded. It is now missing. The richest man in the world is missing, who was my partner. He was missing since I last saw him in his $58 million apartment and signed a $4 billion deal to build the fucking largest fucking LNG port in the world. And I am receiving calls from the Southern District of New York, from the US attorney himself. My best friend in business, Devin, has named me as a witness without telling me. In a criminal case, and my father, without telling me.
Up to the election, we find out his son, who had this cush job with Burisma, the focus of the impeachment, the 2019 impeachment, not paying taxes. I mean, that comes out just days and weeks before the presidential election. That's what they had to avoid. And they went to any length they could to stop that, with social media platforms not allowing this story to go forward, the legacy media, as John pointed out, and of course, all these intel people who came forward and said, oh, this is really Russian disinformation. No, it wasn't. It was the truth. And you guys have a Rush Limbaugh, see, I told you so moment.